Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Because of what happened with Damar Hamlin and the first responders that revived him, there is a huge increase in an interest in learning CPR. And so we're just curious, you ever been through something like that that has caused you to want to learn something? Maybe it happened to you, or maybe you witnessed it. Tell us what happened. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Tiffany is with us. Tell us.
Yes. My son unfortunately passed when he was very young.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A tragic accident. And the medics that found my son, I became a paramedic after that.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted to help save other people's kids.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for your heart.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Absolutely. And
that's
I'm
so
sure
beautiful.
That since then you've been involved in saving a lot of people.
So far.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, it's interesting how that is just a theme as well. If you're affected by something, it changes you.
Yeah.
Changes your life. And then you want to help people that have had an issue in the same area,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, if that's your perspective, you know, I have to give you credit because out of your pain and heartache,
mm-hmm.
you reached out to help other people.
That's
and
right.
that's just amazing yeah. to me. You know, recently a paramedic came along and helped rescue me. And wow, I am forever grateful. So even though you're doing something different now, thank you for what you did.
Oh, thank you.
And
that was maybe my story.
Yeah. Now we should all relearn CPR, right? Because it's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I used to train it too. Well, everybody should know CPR because
yes.
it does save lives.
That's true. And no more mouth to mouth. You know, sometimes it's not easy decorating as a common man. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Here's what I'm getting at. I'm looking for some things for my office. And my office needs some help.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Some mm-hmm. personality.
It does. I don't know where to hang stuff. I don't know what picture should go where. I need a little more decor in there. There's a lot of pictures on the floor. So I go into a store that rhymes with Hobby Robbie.
My goodness.
And it seemed like everything in there was either for a man cave mm-hmm. or it's all super female oriented. And I didn't. I couldn't find really anything in there.
Well, oh, come on. You don't want live, laugh, love on your wall?
Well, see, that's the that's the other thing. I feel like...
Bless this mess, maybe?
I feel like Hobby Lobby is the birthplace of these sayings, but then they have a short shelf life. Like, you know, I probably shouldn't put a gather sign in my office.
What about keep calm and carry on?
Yeah, see, there's that. I mean, it ran its course. Is it still got any mileage on the wall? I don't think so. Maybe it does.
But what's interesting is, while I feel like these are highly mocked phrases now because they have been around so long and they've worn out their welcome, they never actually leave the store. You're
they're
right.
still in there.
They're always in there.
Yeah.
The two, like, it's just two words or two different ones. One says inhale and one says exhale. Like,
that's a sign.
Who's buying these?
Now, here's one I might hang up. I don't need an inspirational quote. I just need coffee.
There you go.
Yeah, there's
that
a lot of coffee stuff in there.
They love coffee signs.
Right.
I've never seen coffee in so many different fonts and styles. I'm like, apparently the people that own the store assume we all have a coffee bar at home.
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know. Where's the guy's shop? There really is no... I don't know what to do.
We haven't helped, have we?
No.
Sorry.
So I'm going to go...
And then you also have yeah. that little section that is just the most obscure stuff, like just a big cow head. And it's like... What? Why?
So, you know, I just thought of a topic, and that is this. Love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
What has run its course? What was the birthplace of it, maybe in a Hobby Lobby? That now it's done. I think Live, Laugh, Love is one of them.
Oh,
yes.
That's over with.
Probably, yeah.
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 I don't know. What do you think?
My daughter had it up on her wall. She doesn't anymore, so.
She finally took it down.
It's run its course in her life.
I noticed, yeah.
Family Life Radio.
Talking about sayings that may have run their course, some of the birthplace for some of these is Hobby Lobby. So I don't know if that means it's born there, it's going to die fast or what. Like, live, laugh, love. I think that's over with, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ruth is with us. What do you got?
I wanted to give a phrase that is outdated. I read it in the headlines from a university up in the Upper Peninsula that it is what it is going to be out of style this year.
Oh.
So as I had a conversation with my husband about that, the harder we try not to say it, the more we end up saying it.
Well, you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. How it's very circular reasoning.
Wow.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying when you say it is what it is, I don't know. What are you saying? It's like you're just...
I think you're saying I give up.
Yeah.
It is okay, what it is.
Yeah. Well, and it's that old song, Que Sera, Sera.
Right.
And what will be, will be. I mean, like, it's very connected to a lot of other phrases that we've all had in our lives.
Yeah.
But apparently we need to come up with a new way to say it.
Exactly. So that
get
happened.
Get used to it.
Yeah, get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You get what you get and don't pitch a fit.
That one should never go out.
Right.
Exactly.
So I'm going to try not to say it is what it is. I don't know if I say that as much as I used to. I guess you could say it is what it is, and but not anymore. So you add on and something.
Yeah. We'll just make the sentence longer. That's your solution.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all the fun that you guys have in the morning, and I'm able to listen to you on my way to the class, and it just puts a smile on my face morning after morning. Thank you so much.
That is so kind of you.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is when you listen to Family Life Radio, you live, laugh, and love. We've got Mike Donahue with us, former lead singer of 10th Avenue North. You're on your own now, and you're a solo artist, and you're an author. Grace in the Gray, A More Loving Way to Disagree. Isn't a life of becoming like Christ slowly realizing you're wrong? To boil it down, there's a lot of areas we got to work on, and that sometimes it's hard to accept.
I have a whole chapter in the book called The Four Magic Words, which are, I could be wrong. And Christians ought to be able to embrace this, because to begin your walk with Jesus, you had to say, I am wrong.
Right, exactly.
I was wrong. Yep. And so it's not tough to say, and I could be wrong. The first thing we ought to do, especially when you're arguing about something theological, particularly when it's in what I would say is a gray space. And the problem is with theological issues, nobody thinks there's a gray space. And I would say the first step is listening to the other side. And a real practical way to do that is, I mean, I just had someone on my Instagram telling me how wrong I was for something, and they gave me a Bible verse. And I said, I love your opinion. Thank you so much. You know, so I first validate them, see them, don't make them think they're dumb. Don't try to defend myself. And I say, hey, I would really encourage you to look up several differing commentaries on this verse.
Right.
And you might be surprised what you find. Because a lot of us spend our time only listening to sources who reconfirm what we've already made up about something. And when you just take the time to listen to other perspectives, especially by people who have doctorates and, you know, have spent their whole lives studying something, you go, maybe there's something to learn here.
Good news of the day, talking about what God is doing in your life. Andrea is joining us. Thank you so much for being willing to share your good news.
I'm really shy, so this is really hard for me.
Sure.
But I suffered from major severe depression since I was a teenager, and I'm in my 50s now. Yeah. And in 2020, the year that everybody thinks was so horrible, I still am trying to get my head around the fact that God took that depression away. It was there one day, and it was gone the next.
What? Praise God.
Definitely praise God. And it's very hard for me to talk about this because I'm on disability, and I have been most of my life because of the depression and the PTSD and all this and the anxiety and stuff. And God took it. I mean, I broke down and bawled to him. When COVID hit, I started exercising. I started taking bike rides. All I can see is trees and a trail, just God's creation. That's all I can see. And I would get on that bike and I would pray to him on the trail. And when I just broke down on that trail one day in March, and I just said, I can't take it anymore. Please take this away from me. I can't deal with it. And he did.
Was it instantaneous, or was it like over the course of the day, or how'd that happen?
No, it was instant. It was instant. He took it away.
Wow. That is so beautiful.
And I can see the beauty. And if I'm starting to think, oh, what a crummy day, all I do is ask God to help me see the beauty. And he does.
I got goosebumps right now.
I know.
This is beautiful.
Soaking it in.
And it's hard to tell people about it because it's like, I believe that God could take it away.
Right.
But I didn't know that he would.
You said that it takes a lot of guts and it's been hard to tell people, but I just want to encourage you to keep doing it. Because you know what you're doing is you're glorifying him.
I want to tell anybody that has depression, go to God. Because he can take it away. He can Amen. Help you through it.
Yes.
Love to hear what you're working on this year, especially this month. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Like, personally, I really know that I need to be around longer for my family. I probably should lose some weight and get in shape. You know?
Good time to do it. Kicking off those, you know, what, hashtag new year, new me.
Right.
You know, I've got a lot of things I want to work on this year. One thing in particular, my whole life, I've had this problem with people pleasing. That's something I've talked about with with you guys often. You know, I want to be liked. I don't want people to be mad at me. I don't want anybody to be dissatisfied with anything about me. And I don't think that those are like inherently bad things, but it was my reasoning that was totally off. You know, it's basically how I would deal with people who didn't treat me well, rather than just saying, this person's not really adding any value to my life, like, stop trying so hard. I would always take the position of, oh, well, if I could just make them like me more, maybe they'll be nicer. Maybe they won't be so disrespectful. And so that's how I've lived my life. And then in the last couple of years, especially, you know, I've been confronted with several situations where I wasn't being treated well, and I defaulted to that. It's like, okay, well, do something to make them like you more. Be the person you think they want. Give them the version of yourself that you think is going to command respect and acceptance. And true to form, it backfires each time. The harder I try, the worse the situation gets. And the more I try to make myself uncomfortable for somebody else's comfort, the more the disrespect grows. And this is gonna be common sense for so many people. I don't know why, after almost, you know, 5 decades on this planet, it clicked, but it finally did, really just this week. How they're treating me is not about me. This is entirely about them.
True.
And changing who I am is not going to fix the situation. Why am I trying so hard to please people when this has nothing to do with me? And so it's like, you know, you can be a kind person, you can be a cordial person, you can pray for that person, but I don't really need to include them in my life or make all these, you know, exceptions for them and change who I am. Can do my thing over here. And if you're uncomfortable with that, you know, and go do your thing over there, you know, move a little farther away.
Not everybody has to be best friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's always been really hard for me because I've always had this desperate need to be accepted because I don't ever feel accepted truly. And that's my insecurity. And unfortunately, the reality is that the way that I deal with these people, they feed off that insecurity and it makes the situation worse.
Sure, because they can sense it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's not healthy either way. And
you're secure in Jesus.
Yeah, I need to, like, worry about pleasing God, Misty. And outside of that, that's That's really all you need.
That's good. I like that.
That's good for all of us.
Absolutely. Great plan. I love that, Misty. How about you? Mm-hmm. Love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Maybe you're a people pleaser and you've been trying to please others to hopefully get a positive reaction that you're okay, that everything's okay with you. Misty was just talking about that and how she's done. You're done with it.
I am.
Done pleasing others instead. It's time to please God instead. Richard is with us. You had a take on this?
When I do things, I'm not doing it to please man. I'm doing it to please God. And if I'm doing something that pleases God, I don't care what man thinks. It took me a long time to realize how to do that. And it's not easy to learn. But once I figured that out, it was amazing how much easier it was to just keep doing what I was supposed to be doing versus trying to please all these people around me.
Yeah. And it's an interesting realization because it is. You're right. It's such a common sense thing. But you have to kind of come to that realization yourself. And it really has to. God just finally spoke into the situation, or I heard him. He's been speaking into it a long time. Yeah. But I finally listened and he said, stop worrying about all of this. Focus on me. Like you're wasting time and resources when you could be getting closer to me. And so, yeah, it just, you know, it finally sunk in.
Well, I think it's logical when you get negative feedback about yourself. Nobody likes that, by the way.
Agreed.
And you want to try to fix it. And again, we're trying to please somebody else so that they don't give us that. They give us the positive instead of the negative. But the truth is, you really can't change anybody.
No.
They have to do that on their own. So it might be a repetitive failure.
I can attest to that.
Sally, what are you doing with your neck there? It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I noticed, Sally, you keep like scratching your neck and what's going
this
on?
This turtleneck. It's just, it's itching and it's bothering me and I'm sorry.
So can I paint the picture for our listeners? It's a gray, kind of a white, grayish, huge turtleneck. It's huge.
It's super cute.
It's so
yeah,
cute.
I like it.
It is.
Yeah.
It's adorable. I love it.
Thank you. It's so cute.
But it is almost covering your mouth. I mean, it's pretty big.
It's cozy.
It's very warm, isn't it?
It's driving me crazy.
Oh, it's too itchy?
It's driving me crazy, but yeah, it's really itchy.
Oh,
but isn't
gotcha.
It cute?
It is adorable.
It is adorable, yes.
It looks very nice. I like it a lot.
Thank you, Misty. Thank you. Makes it worth it.
Why are you wearing some... Well, okay, you just said it. It makes it worth it.
Uh-huh.
You know that this bothers you, but you're wearing it anyway?
No. Yes. Oh, dear. I've been caught. Oh, no. Yes. You know, no pain, no gain.
See that? You know what's
fashion
funny?
Fashion hurts, Kankel Fritz.
That's something
hurts.
That, well, you know, about to say this, guys don't do that.
Ever?
No. Meaning,
really?
If it's uncomfortable, I'm trying to think. Most of the time, if it's uncomfortable... Sorry. I don't care how good it looks. I'm not going to do it.
Is that just a girl thing?
Wow.
I remember I had a pair of platform shoes in my early to mid-20s that I literally could not walk in. But I loved them so much, and I loved the way they looked. Well, they looked so much.
Because of how they looked.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I wore them and would stay close to walls because inevitably I would fall when I wore them. I mean, at least 2 to 3 times throughout the day, I went down. But I was like, these are just so cute. It's worth it.
Wow. Oh, I have several pairs of shoes I wear in spite of the pain.
All right, now we gotta know.
They're so cute.
Do you wear fashion, even though it could possibly endanger yourself, just because it makes you look good? And I gotta know, guys, do you do this? Is this just a female thing or not? I don't know. It's fascinating.
Never wearing this turtleneck again.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that Joy Report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Well, tell us what's going on.
Yesterday, we had a problem with our garage door. My husband comes out and we looked at it. How are we going to pay for this? We just don't have the money. So I had been saving all kinds of my junk jewelry for the longest time, for like 20 years, and I said, well, let's go see what we can get for this. We called around and we tried to get prices for garage doors, and they came to about, around $1,100. So we went and took all my junk jewelry and went down to a place, and guess how much we got? $1,100.03.
Wow!
If that is not the most perfect, I mean, God is just so faithful. There's nothing that he can not do for you if you just believe and be faithful to him.
Amen.
That's all he wants from us.
Well, what great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just say it. I trust you, Jesus. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Here's a new habit for you, possibly, if you want to grab one for 2023. Just start saying, I trust you, Jesus, in response to whatever happens in your day. When you put it in his hands, it's impossible to become overcome by your situation. You're calling on his presence. You're trusting in his power to take care of you. You're eliminating the burden of carrying that situation, and you're growing in your faith in huge ways at the same time. By the way, you may not even feel like you trust him, but there's something about acting like you do.
Speaking it.
That feeling comes afterwards. Sometimes you gotta push through and finally just do something. It's like, I don't feel like working out, but I'm gonna do it. And that's why, by the way, in church, it talks about giving up a sacrifice of praise. You maybe don't feel like praising God, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Just say it. You know, whatever you got going on, I trust you, God. And just maybe just the act, the feelings will come later. You know, you can build up that trust in him. And you know what helps me is to think of all the ways he's come through for you in the past. If he did it then, he'll do it again.
Exactly.
So maybe lean on him today and trust in him.
Thanks so much for joining us for the podcast today. If you ever miss the show, this is the easiest way to hear what happened. And remember, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook too, FLR Mornings for both.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.